because of the water shortage. The people of the village couldn't bathe. And we all began to smell so bad that we couldn't live together in the same house. People would separate and dig their own little holes. And there was no shade because all the trees had burned and died. And once, we all went to the church on the hill to pray for rain. And our chanting and dancing only seemed to heat up the church even more. And from the ceiling, and from the bell tower, and the hymn books burst into fire, and the holy water started to smoke, and the vestments and the cloaks and the priest's garb started to curl up with little flames licking, and the statues melted. We all thought that the drought was a terrible judgment from God, and there was much debate in the town as to what we were being punished for. And my uncle was stoned to death because he had married his sister, and someone said that he was the cause of the drought. Well, that didn't do any good. It didn't change anything. So they hanged the person who convinced everybody that my uncle was responsible. And that didn't do any good either. Then a cult started. They worshiped the sun and sacrificed themselves. They were called the Friars. They'd shave their heads, pour tallow and goose fat all over their bodies, and would wait until midday, which was considered the most religious time because the sun was at its zenith. And they'd walk to the dried up lake, to the lake bed, and let the sun burn them to a crisp and die. And eventually the lake bed was strewn with bones. This didn't bring the rain either. And during this horrible time, when everybody was pleading for rain, there was one character who was building a boat. A crazy old man in the town whose wife and family had been the first to go when the drought came. And he would go out every morning and continue building this giant boat. And he warned everybody that after the drought, there would be a horrible rain. And we all laughed at him and mocked him, and he became the fool of the town. Sometimes we'd go to where he was building his boat and just stand there, throw sand at him, and call him silly names. He was a ridiculous figure. He kept on warning us, "You'll be sorry. You'll see. I'll be the only one left. I'll outlive you all. I'll sail away in the boat while all the rest of you drown in the flood."